You're listening to a Countout Podcast. Existing on so little sleep for so many days, the intro always just gets me jacked. Curtis, what it is, what's up? It's Ichiban Sweetcast. Go,
Ichiban Sweetcast. Go. This is the best part of the day. What is up? We are the International Wrestling Grand Prix, the sweetest cast of all. One of us runs on black coffee and craft ale. The other one doesn't run very much at all. What's up? I'm your good friend Curtis Spears. That's your bad friend Rafe Houston. How are y'all doing today? Has anything big happened in the world of New Japan lately?
I don't know. I'm just sipping on this black coffee and trying to get my thoughts together. But I would say lots has happened. Like, we've been trying to fucking talk about New Japan for a couple of weeks now, obviously. Sakura Genesis, Junior Genesis, all that shit's in the past. So there's just, I don't know, I think we've just got to freestyle it and begin with just one simple topic. What does New Japan look like without Tetsuya Naito? Because that's the reality we're looking at.
Well, I think the issue here is that, like, we can look at New Japan without Tetsuya Naito, but, like, we've been preparing for New Japan without Tetsuya Naito. We've been for New Japan without Hiroshi Tanahashi. And I know that hurts you. I'm sorry. I see the pain in your eyes the second I said that.
It's okay. It's all right. He's still going to be around. It's not like he's, even if he's not in ring wrestling, Tanahashi's still going to remain a very big part of New Japan. I mean, he's the president. So I don't feel as heartbroken about that. You know what I mean?
Like this. Yeah, but I mean, that still takes away from the draws.
Yeah.
You know, well, that are there. I hate using words like draws. It takes away from the star power that is there currently.
And one less floating head on the poster. Like
less giant head on the poster. Like we said, last week?
Who do you put on the poster if you don't have fucking, you know, Naito and Tanahashi?
So one less head on the poster. And, you know, let's not get past it, because there's been some spilt tea, Hunty. Jeff Cobb gone as well. And that takes up a pretty big spot in the mid card, mid to high card.
Sure.
Jeff Cobb, multiple time champion, different championships. He's had the tag team titles. He's had the Never title. He's had the TV title. Mm-hmm. You know, Jeff Cobb, it was someone who, I mean, hell, he was on my G1 team last year.
Yeah.
The dude's a threat. Uh-huh. He's someone who is very respected in that ring, and I think that there's some nonsense going on there too, man.
Yeah, exactly. We won't get into dragging people's like laundry through the gutter, but essentially, there was if anybody wants to find it, they can. There was a pretty like public fallout between him and TJP, and
it ain't hard to find. That's for
no,
sure.
No, that's absolutely. And then, you know, TJP's partner going off at Jeff and. You know, those guys obviously weren't seeing eye to eye at all during business, and may you know, blame each other for different things and things like that. So that is all pretty wild as well. But either way, like, it's kind of sounds like even TJP isn't really actively with New Japan. You know, he might do dates or whatever, but I think he mentioned something that he chose not to renew his contract. It's because the money wasn't where it was going to be and things like that. So there's a lot of changes going on. New Japan still has a lot of talent.
And we still keep getting Chase.
Yeah. We've heard rumors that his contract will go away.
I wish he would go away.
Look, we're trying to keep it positive. We're trying not to focus on the negatives, but either way, there's still lots and lots of talent. It's just so fucking crazy to me. Like in front of my desk here, you know, like I look over the monitor that contains your face and I see all the photos of like the, you know, trips to Japan and the States and things and New Japan events I've been to, you know, I put things up on the wall and posters and stuff like that. And it's so fucking wild to me how different the like status of New Japan is, because there was a time when like all the posters, I'm going to Wrestle Kingdom and shit like that, and the floating heads are all the same. It's Okada, it's fucking Tanahashi, it's Naito, it's Ibushi, it's Jay White, it's Ospreay. Like they're all gone. Like they're all gone. I mean, you know, obviously Tanahashi on his way out the door, but they're all gone. And that is fucking, you know, you're talking 2019. Like I could look at this. I've got this card here, right? It says Happy New Year 2019. I didn't even fucking say Omega, but I'm just going to read you off all the people that are on the card. Like it says Happy New Year 2019. And in the letters has lots of different New Japan wrestlers. So check Please it do. Out. Tell me who's here and who's not, or who's okay. active and who's not. Makabe.
Gone.
Okay.
Well, not active.
Yeah, exactly. Goto, the champion.
The champ.
Yoshihashi exists.
Still around, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I should get you to, yeah, you tell me. Kenny Omega.
Gone.
Jay White.
AEW.
Yeah. Obviously, Gato is still around. Rocky Romero. Yo and Show.
Mostly AEW, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yo and Show.
Still around in some form.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they were Roppongi 2K at the time. Yano and Ishii.
They are still there.
Yeah.
They're all Hentai now.
Yeah, exactly. But Ishii arguably winding down. Okada.
Gone. AEW.
Bad Luck Fale.
Gone. Sitting around in a fancy hotel smoking cigars.
Yeah, exactly. The Pimp. Is
still there.
Okay. The Gorillas of Destiny.
Gone. WWE.
Okay. Who's this? That is so Despy.
Oh, still there, yeah. Yep. Huge star.
Tai Chi.
Still there, not as huge a star as he should be.
Ishka.
Gone.
Naito.
Gone.
Oh, and then that's all of – so this is funny because they're all LIJ at the time, but it is Bushi, Hiromu, Evil, and Sonata.
Bushi, gone. Evil, Hiromu, and Sonata still there.
Mm-hmm. Juice Robinson.
Gone.
Okay. Narita, Shooter, and David Finlay.
All still there. Yeah. All still there.
They're like young lions in this photo, by the way. Who is that? Oh, that's like Taguchi, Nagata, Tenzan. Who's that? I think it's like Monster Morning guy, whatever his name is. I'm mind blanking. Kojima, Tanahashi, and Tiger Mask, and.
All retired or retiring.
Yeah. And then what's fuck, I'm mind blanking on the cat's name. It's such an obvious one. Time Splitter. God damn it. What's his name?
Kushida.
Yeah, Kushida. Gone?
Yeah. I mean.
So nobody there. So when you talk about the main event now that is New Japan Pro Wrestling. In reality, from this card that I've told you, really, well, not even main event, but at the active roster, you're talking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, like 20 guys that still sometimes wrestle, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of those are on the way out. Like their dads or they're retiring or things like that.
So like we've gone from half still actively on the roster to half of those still actively wrestling regularly.
Yeah. And then if you look
at all the faces in the company, basically.
Yeah. And then if you look at who's main event ready now, you've got Goto, yes. Mm-hmm. You would say Finlay, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Despy, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tanahashi, still. You know what I mean? Like, and then
he'll have a couple more main events for sure before he retires.
And then upper mid card adjacent, you would say like Evil and Sonata, Hiromu. I forgot Hiromu. I guess he could kind of main event, but he's just not doing much at the moment. And then
his striking partner just left.
Yeah, exactly. And then like Tai Chi, I think they always hint at doing something with him, whether they ever will. I mean, he did just beat Naito. On his, you know, he's going out the door and he's like saying, believe in me. So maybe they're like, fuck it, we push Goto. It's time to push Tai Chi and give them all what they want, you know. And then obviously Narita and Sho. But it's wild, like, the grip isn't on this fucking, you know, like.
Yeah, they were, oh God, 2019. I don't even think they had made their appearance yet. I think they made their first appearance in 2020 or 2021.
Exactly. Yuya,
Oiwa, fucking, God, everybody that I'm thinking of now. All
I'm
the,
mind blanking
all the
as well. God damn it. New Japan, LIJ, Global.
Yeah, Tsuji.
Tsuji, there Yo, we Sugi. Go. For fuck's sake. Yeah, I need to sip more of this coffee, but you get what
sit
I'm saying.
Sit more to run on that coffee there. No, I think the issue is we needed desperately to make new stars.
Yeah.
And they are currently doing that.
Yeah.
But they needed someone to hold the fort for just a few more minutes.
Yeah.
Now, we were having a discussion with Josh and Dave, mm-hmm. our good friends over at WeWork Stiff.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out those guys, friend of the podcast, Josh and Dave. What up, Josh
shout
and Dave?
Out.
Now, we were having the discussion, excuse me, we were having the discussion that there is good in this. And the good is there is nobody there at the top. So there are multiple brass rings to just grab.
Absolutely. There's a power vacuum right now for sure. Like, absolutely.
Yeah. So there's no one standing in the way of Great Okan. There's no one standing in the way of Tai Chi. There's no one standing in the way of all the young guys. Of course,
yeah.
You know, Yota Tsuji, who they obviously have big plans for, Shota Umino, who's going through a little change right now, but soon he'll have a new and hopefully much better gimmick and personality and something we can all get behind. And then those guys can all do something special. Mm-hmm. Now, when we think about my team, from last year's Stiff One Climax, two of the five gone.
That's wild.
20% or 40% of my team out the door. Jeff Cobb and Tetsuya Naito.
That's wild, eh?
That's so fucking wild because Naito was the champion at the time.
Yes.
Naito was the champion 6 months ago.
Yeah.
8 months ago.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Hmm. Ooh, it's just so tough to think because, like, these guys who it's like, no, we still rely on you. And they're like, yeah, it's cool. We're leaving, though.
Yeah.
You know,
do you
Okada,
think
we still rely on you. You know, Will Ospreay, we still rely on you.
Yeah. I mean, New Japan could have never seen AEW coming. You know what I mean? I mean, they maybe should have seen the writing on the wall, but they clearly didn't know that just a whole new company was going to sprout up and steal a ton of their talent. Like, but. Do you think once that started, do you think they kind of had their eyes shut a little bit and were like, it's cool, we still got Okada, and just like kept cruising and were not pushing hard enough to change up their status quo.
Well, let's, okay. So they get some people, you know, taken right out from under their nose to start the company, mm-hmm. right? What, you know, who did they have at the time that they could have put in that power vacuum? Okay, well, they have Ibushi and they have Will Ospreay. So they put those guys in that spot that was vacated. Mm-hmm. Okay. Those guys are gone now too. Uh-huh. Ibushi through, you know, through other means than just being stolen by AEW.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like...
No, he just flamed out. Ibushi did. Like, nothing could be done about that. That would have happened regardless, you know?
I don't think he was going to, though. I mean, he was going so strong. He was in the G1 Climax final.
He was the champion at one point, like, you know what I mean?
It was so wild to see that he just was like, no, and I'm gone, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, we can ask Booze Leprechaun about that, but like, mm-hmm. man, what a fucking spectacular flame out.
Yeah.
Like you said. Anyway, so he's gone. Okay. Next man up in that spot. You know, like we're looking. And at this point, it's just like, I joked that it was going to be really hard to next man up Okada and Ospreay. It's going to be next man up every fucking body.
Yeah.
But I think if we need to, and I think this is unfair on the kids, it can be done.
I mean, I think it is being done. And I do think they started doing it already. Like, I think Naito was clearly being downcycled. And I mean, we've been talking fucking ages about, is this the fucking end of Naito? Because like, we know about his physical issues and things like that, you know? So when I saw that he wasn't choosing to renew, I wasn't even all that surprised. And the way I looked at it is like, this guy's actually just retiring forever, or he is like, I'm going to do some last minute cash ins before I can never do this again. Like Suzuki style. Like, I'm just going to fucking hit the indies and go or go wherever people will pay me the most in these final years of active action, you know?
I often wonder if this is just the most punk rock fucking thing he could have possibly done. It's just been like, no, I'm done. No long tour, no nothing like that. He was just like, I'm out.
Yeah.
See you later.
You're not getting a retirement tour after me. Like, I'm not fucking doing indies or anything like that. I'm just gone forever. Like, yeah.
And
I'd kind of like that, to be honest.
It'd be very Naito to just one day, like, not even it, like 3 months after Wrestle Kingdom, just like, I'm out. See it, like, after Sakura Genesis, done. I'm announcing that I'm leaving.
I mean, to be fucking fair, wild. Like, there is, he's done everything in New Japan now. You know what I mean? There's no boxes left for him to tick. He's one of the greatest to do it. And, you know, the fan support he had was just something so special, like, that, you know, he could kind of look at his career and go, everybody fucking hated me. And I rebuilt myself in my own image and I created this absolute fucking, you know, dynasty of fucking wrestling and merch and, you know, a faction that, like, brought a faction back from Mexico that's fed a lot of people's families and stuff. I think that's pretty cool.
For sure. So much yen been made from the LIJ sales. I always do this thing where when a wrestler leaves New Japan or leaves RevPro, I'll take them from my, you know, active wear shirts to my work shirts, you know, like ones that I don't mind getting, you know, getting ruined, or like ones that I'll paint, like I'll paint my miniatures in and stuff like that, because I don't really mind, right? And so, like, I'd grab just a chunk of fucking LIJ shirts and was like, oh shit, I have spent a lot of money on this.
That's the thing, right? And like, that faction's still going to exist. I don't know what they're going to do, but I think Naito is but I could definitely see Naito. I mean, he just went out on his back to Tai Chi like last night or something like that. I could see these last few dates. Is he got any more dates, or is that him done?
I think he's going after the big show.
He's going in May, right? Like, yeah, sometime in May. He's going to lose every match, you know, on the way out the door. He'll do that, right, and then he'll just be gone. Like, so yeah, it'd be interesting to see what his final kind of matches are and who he puts over. I'm glad that Tai Chi got to get a win over him before it was done. You know what I mean? Like,
I am too, and I think Tai Chi deserves, you know, Tai Chi not only is someone who's been there through all the you know, exoduses.
I mean, he came in when business was at its worst. You know what I mean? He's what the Black Saints like.
Yeah, he wanted to be here, so like, why don't we put a little respect on his name? You know, let's have Tai Chi for the white belt, maybe.
What fucking, you know? why the fuck not? Why not all the way to the top? Like, if you can, while things are up in the air and you're relying on these guys like Goto to be your veterans and things like that and steer the new guys to good matches and set a good example and stuff, why the fuck not, like, give them their flowers on the way out? I do love that in this time of everything being fucking cooked and around, they're like, you know what? Put it on fucking Goto, bruh. Like, he's just been...
It could be anybody.
Yeah, the solid gatekeeper, you know what I mean? They've always said, like, you know, Goto was kind of like the final boss that you had to go through to get into the main event scene and shit like that. Now they're like, now he is the final boss. And I enjoy that. And he's very beatable, but they're slowly like building up a win streak and stuff like that. And why can't Tai Chi be that? You know, in these last kind of final years and stuff like that, these next few years, they can be these veterans that are like very dangerous in the main event scene. Because they've just got the experience over the younger, hotter young talents, and then they've got value when the young guys beat them eventually, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that's a healthy ecosystem for wrestling. But eventually you have to establish someone at the top.
Yeah.
Right? So who's the one who they establish at the top? Is it going to be David Finlay next?
I don't know. I mean, Zach is right there as well. Like, you can very easily just roll that belt back onto Zach and be very solid in that. They obviously are not letting the shooter thing go in any way. They're still throwing him at it, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. pretty aggressively. So New Japan have their particular thoughts on that. It's kind of like... I could, you know, the interactions between Finlay and Shooter and stuff like that, I could kind of see a scenario, like, you know, we haven't seen it yet, like a Shooter heel turn or whatever. You could absolutely see them, like, pulling a very Western wrestling angle and, like, having Shooter fucking essentially turn to Bullet Club in order to defeat Goto. You know what I mean? And then he's got David Finlay and the War Dogs around him as, like, his mouthpieces and stuff, literally making him cooler, you know, and doing that kind of stuff. You could absolutely see them doing that. So, yeah.
Yeah, it just seems like there's so much room, you know, where this vacuum is. It's not a vacuum, really. It's air and opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, there's two things there. Like I said, there's multiple brass rings to grab.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if Yoda Tsuji's the first, you know, the next world champion. Mm-hmm. If he loses the white belt and he wins the G1 somewhere, you know, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if it was David Finlay. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Shooter. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Yuya. Maybe I'd be a little surprised if it was Yuya because he's still like
the Yoda Tsuji thing would make a lot of sense when you look at his and Goto's history. You know, that New Japan Cup final that kind of put Goto on this entire trajectory, the back and forth with the white belt, like the different things like that. You could absolutely see that making sense because they're sort of intrinsically tied together. But yeah, as is Finlay, I mean, Finlay just dropped the ball in that title match. So like, are they going to cycle him back into that? Or was that them saying, look, he's not that, and we're going to keep on moving here?
I think that was a yet. I think that was a hold fire, keep your powder dry,
because
it's going to happen.
Yeah, okay.
That was them preparing us, you know, for the story. He's one step away. He's one skill away from ending this and becoming a world champion. So keep your eye on it, you know.
Sure.
Like, I feel like that was their way of kind of prepping the crowd.
Right. So maybe a fun thing to do is that if we're looking at the future of New Japan for the rest of this year, so say coming Wrestle Kingdom or whatever, who would you be putting an asterisk next to keep an eye on? Not necessarily to be the champion, but the talents that you think that New Japan should be leaning on or should be leaning on harder going forward for the rest of this year.
Okay, so I think that they're definitely going to be leaning harder on the Hantai guys. Now that we've had the big Hantai
chaos
fusion, they did the Krillin thing and they were like, whoa, and then they fused together.
Exactly.
So we got Goto, and wherever Goto goes, you've got Yoshihashi and Ishii, right?
Yeah.
So there's that. So I would put stars on both of those guys. Mm-hmm. After that, let's turn to the United Empire. From what we've just found out, like, they wanted someone to lead the pack and no one wanted to take the ball. Mm-hmm. No one in United Empire wanted to run with that ball. Is it because...
Which seems kind of crazy. Like, are we not all pro wrestlers? Like, why would they not want to, you know?
So let's go through right now a high level of what we just found out. Jeff Cobb is leaving. Mm-hmm. And it in a screed by TJP, who is evidently also on the way out the door, we've found out that after Will left, they were saying, okay, so who's the new leader of the United Empire? And that was kind of being played out on television a little bit.
Yeah. This is from the office, like, so New Japan apparently are saying this. Yeah.
TJP wanted Okan to take on the leadership position. Okan, in deference to Will, was like, no, I don't want to do that. Uh-huh. And so they came up with the idea of TJP as the captain of United Empire. And I remember all of us being like shitty on that. Yeah. So, knowing that that was like a second, third, fourth or fifth option, mm-hmm. was probably a thing. One person that I think that they are pumping in, United Empire is Callum Newman.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'd put a lot of eyes on Callum Newman for the next year. He's already been in a tag title match. Mm-hmm. He's already been in a world title match. Mm-hmm. Or he's going to be in a world title match. Mm-hmm. And it seems that like they've got eyes on him. So that could be a thing.
Prince maybe that's becomes a king pick. Kind of deal. Tell that
Prince
sort
becomes
of
the king. Maybe that's the story that finally gets played out. I mean, we've all kind of hinted that we want to see it. Fuck it. This is the time. The time is now.
That's like, right? Yeah, I mean, it's a huge fast forward for him, but if he can pick up the ball and run with it, then great. It's worth saying as well that with that news, that was all like TJP's take on it, because when Cobb left, he kind of was saying how good a place he thinks United Empire in and sort of had a tweet where he congratulated everybody except for TJP. And TJP's like, why are you dogging me? And Jeff Cobb was like, I'm talking about all the people that are active in New Japan. So you know what I mean? There's the shade flying around and there's two sides to every story. But either way, I think neither of those guys are going to really be that huge a factor. And yeah, I think you're correct. I think they've put the titles on Okan and Callum Newman. And so they'll probably be like maybe a two-headed leadership sort of vibe. For a while for those guys.
And I think that showing the deference to Will Ospreay, saying Will Ospreay is still the leader of the United Empire, like, ship has sailed, bud. Like, he doesn't, we don't need that.
No.
We don't need that. If he wants to do a United Empire faction in AEW, like, I get it. Yeah. Like, the Los Ingobernables, like, they're spread out over many, many different companies, right? Yeah. And you can pull from back and forth and stuff like that. But, like, we need the leadership here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm. He may be the CEO, but we need a regional district area manager.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know? Exactly. Like, we need that shit.
Yeah.
So, like, I get it. Deference to Ospreay. He's the dude who brought you into, you know, he's the one who was like, I want Okan in my stable, you know, that sort of shit.
Yeah.
But, like, you are a heavyweight. You are a homegrown heavyweight. You, like, and that's the thing for him coming from outside of pro wrestling. Maybe he doesn't know that, like, you need to step up and grab that.
Yeah, exactly. It's a shame. It's a shame Hanare's injured. Not that I think he would, you know, immediately maybe be in that position, but I just think his steadying influence would maybe be good for them right now. You know,
Hanare's like head for the business as well.
Yeah,
you know,
he's just a solid human, and so like I think he would be steadying the ship a little bit more, because a lot of the guys in that faction are still very new, you know? And so
Maybe, you know, the company comes to you and they say like, okay, we need a new leader. As Okan, you speak Japanese. You're a homegrown boy. Is it going to be you? And he says, oh no, you know, Ospreay brought me in. I don't know if I want to. Like, I think at that point, if Hanare would have turned to him and been like, bruh, shut up.
Exactly. I don't know, but
say less,
yeah,
homie.
I wish that was the case, but yeah, it is what it is. So I think you're correct though. I think Caleb Newman, you can put an asterisk on. I think we'll see bigger things from him, and Okan will be in the mix, but he does need to step up and take it a little bit more, I think.
Yeah. I think he needs to show a little bit of, determination, a little grit.
Yeah,
there a little salt sandpaper in his game,
sure,
and he'll definitely go higher now. Like, Okan is not a sandpaperless dude.
No,
you know, he's got sandpaper, he's showed it before, but I think if he starts showing a little bit more, we'll see it.
Absolutely,
we'll see it. So let's go on. Los Ingobernables, that's going to become Yoda Tsuji's faction now.
Yeah, I would assume so. Yeah, have they really addressed it? I don't know.
I don't think they have. I was thinking that maybe Hiromu might take over for a little bit, but no, I think it's purely Yoda Tsuji. Is there anyone else in?
You've got Shingo Tsuji and Hiromu, and I guess Titan,
yeah,
are the only members left in LIJ, right?
Yeah, at this point, yes.
We haven't even talked about the fact that Bushi is also not coming back, but I mean, I guess.
Oh, dreams do come true.
Yeah, I guess we all know he's a very wealthy man, so it's probably not a concern for him. I wonder if
I get it. Yeah, he's very wealthy, and he's like, I have the opportunity to like stick up for my boy.
I don't think it's that. I think it's one of two things. It's Naito was like, I'm not renewing my contract, and meanwhile, Bushi's contract just wasn't renewed. I think they're two very different conversations. But I also think I could absolutely see Naito going, I'm going to run like a retirement tour and cash in as much as I can. And Bushi like, I'm coming with you, bruh. We'll just get booked together and just ride his coattails right out the fucking door. You know what I mean? You see Naito popping up on fucking the Indies or AEW or WWE or wherever, and Bushi's just in his fucking back pocket. You know what I mean? He just comes along with it and just...
Somebody's got to take the pins too.
Yeah, absolutely. So he might just be like basically Naito's caddy for the remainder of his career, you know? Yeah, so...
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy money.
So I LIJ will be fine though. You're talking about like Tsuji...
LIJ will be fine.
Tsuji, Shingo, and Hiromu are fucking great wrestlers and they absolutely have the star power to keep that faction going. So I don't think you'll... like see a dip in fucking LIJ sales or interest rate or that. They just need to be doing stuff and it's fine.
Well, no, they've still got Hiromu and Yoda Tsuji, right? And Shingo, like,
yeah,
fuck it.
Yeah, totally.
Like,
fine.
Those three can like move merch. Yeah. Do you think we'll see anybody added to that?
Yeah, I do.
To like kind of round it out a little bit?
I don't know when or how or anything like that, but you could absolutely see like three men. We keep forgetting Teton, but I mean, he's only ever, he's kind of part-time. So, but three to four men don't necessarily a faction make. So I could absolutely see them rotating somebody in.
Yeah, they need like five or six would probably be, I mean, that's the sweet spot for LIJ every time.
They should rotate Despy into LIJ.
Well, I mean, like,
just so I never have to see Hiromu and him again. But also, I feel like Despy's got that same fucking Mexican vibe, but you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I mean,
he's even using red.
I'm not going to yuck your yum.
Yeah.
I think that.
Oh, that's not me saying this is what they need to do. I'm like, I just think he would look cool with them. That's all. And I don't think he fits Hontai. That's just me.
He definitely does not fit Hontai. There needs to be something else there. Yeah. And yeah, it needs to be somebody fucking cool. Yeah. And LIJ is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, that, maybe they'll bring in somebody new.
It just makes me look at it and go, I guess. You know?
Yeah. Well, then that's
this does not spark joy.
Yeah. Or hopefully we get an LIJ edition the way they normally do it. Suddenly there's somebody in a suit with a mask. Who is it? Fucking they've just interfered in something or they've just done something and then it gets demasked and then we're all shocked as to who it is. That's what I would like to see from the new LIJ member.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah. That'd be pretty baller.
It's Dino.
Okay, so let's continue on down the road. Mm-hmm. Bullet Club as war dogs. Nobody's really done anything there. This could be a great time.
I mean, so many fucking awesome dudes in that faction. You know what I mean?
Could be a great time to put futures on D. Maloney, on Gabe Kidd, on David Finley. Uh-huh. Like, and then, you know, there's room at the junior level as well, because there might be juniors moving up to heavyweight.
Mm. Oh, well, obviously Clark Connors just had that absolute fucking banger with Despy at Junior Genesis, which was,
oh God, that was so good.
Insane. That fucking match was crazy. If you haven't seen it, go see it. Also, at the end, the spine buster off the top rope to the outside through tables was just fucking stupid. Like, they were crazy. But you don't have a match like that headlining a show like that in Korakuen if you don't have plans for somebody like Clark Connors. So I think you could absolutely push him up into, you know, junior ace position for the War Dogs for sure.
Absolutely.
And then you've got Bona with him as well. So that's like a cool tag. They can do tag and they can do individual junior stuff. And then you've got Maloney and Kidd that can do heavyweight tag, but also go for individual titles. So I think War Dogs is in a very healthy place, if not the healthiest place in New Japan.
Okay, so let's go to the House of Torture. Moving on.
Also, also healthy, I think. I think the Sonata turn, like, I think it makes sense. And I enjoyed it. Like, I was like, good, finally, get him out of War Dogs, because that makes no sense. And there's something about the more ridiculous that Sonata gets, the cooler he gets, I think. I'm not saying I want to see heaps of Sonata matches, but I just kind of enjoy what he's doing as like the snake of New Japan, where he just goes wherever his fucking bread is buttered, basically. And that suits House of Torture. And it also makes full sense when you think about it, because him and Evil were tag team partners for a long time, very winningest, you know, heavyweight champion, you know, heavyweight tag team. When you think about when Evil betrayed, like, LIJ, Sonata and him never really even had fucking beef over it. You know what I mean? It's like Hiromu's screaming and fucking going in, and Naito barely cares about anything. But, like, there wasn't really, like, a huge Sonata versus Evil rivalry when that happened. Sonata didn't even really care.
There was a big match at Wrestle Kingdom.
Was there?
Yeah.
I mean, I probably just fast-forwarded through it because it was both of them wrestling each other.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, exactly. Either way, watch out for them in the heavyweight fucking tag scene for sure. That's a loaded gun pointed at all of us.
Oh my God, what fucking year is it?
Yeah, but either way, if I could keep them over there together, that's fine. The House of Torch is going to do what it does, and I'm fine with it. And I do think that, like, Evil and Sonata as personalities in New Japan are cool. Like, I kind of like them both. I just don't like to necessarily watch their matches. So Yeah, I think that's fine. Skipping over that, what's the next faction? TMDK is one to talk about.
Yeah, so TMDK at this moment still seems pretty good. I mean, they were trying to be downcycled a little bit after having a huge year last year.
Yeah.
They might have to spin them right the fuck back up.
I think they do. I think they need to fucking, like, we obviously haven't seen Mikey and Shane for a bit and things like that. And it's understandable. They got flying from Australia and stuff. But I think you want to bring them back and put them in that heavyweight title, like tag title type picture for sure. Bring the TMDK tag guys back. Then you've got Robbie, you've got the Grip, you've got the, you know, the Japanese Young Punk, you've got, you know, a range.
Very healthy smattering of people.
It's a good fucking crew. So I don't think you really need to worry about TMDK. I just think they need to be upcycled. But I understand why they kind of got cycled down for a bit, because for a time there, they were everything. You know, Zach's the champion. They were fucking holding everything. They were super busy. So that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, like, you've got two absolute fucking studs in their junior department, and then BIS the Super Juniors coming up. So you've got, like, I mean, you've got plenty of time to, like, get them back in the swing of things.
Yeah.
No problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then what else? What other factions are left? Are there any more? I don't even remember anymore.
No, there's no more.
Because they've merged a couple, so.
Yeah. Chaos and Chantai.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's people I would like to pull out of there and put in other places and things like that. But at this moment, like, I think they're in a very healthy place. They're chock full of goodies, right? So.
And a bunch of, and like, though they are definitely the biggest faction at the moment, there's quite a few members of that Chontai faction that will be disappearing, like, coming forward, you know, that are dads and that are older and stuff like that. So it really does slim it down when you think about it, like active potential future wrestlers. I think that, you know, that faction obviously is earmarked to be Yuya's. And then he's got, you know, Tai Chi, Goto, Yoshihashi, Ishii, Yo, Wato, I guess Despy's in it, ELP's in it. There's a bunch of healthy dudes there that you could probably cycle a couple out to do other stuff.
Yeah, I would love to see, I'd love to see some of those dudes kind of, yeah, like you said, fucking, let's go. Let's shoot them off somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Could we put a Master Wato, you know, somewhere like, God, I don't even know where he'd go. There's no more like good guy factions.
Nah, he needs to stay where he is, to be honest.
What about ELP? What about do we see ELP go back to the dark side and maybe start like a bad faction?
I mean, he's very good at being a bad guy. And they've just started, he's had so many sort of false starts with this face run, you know, due to things outside his control. So yeah. I could absolutely go see them going, you know what, let's fucking pull the plug for now. Let's just drop him over here with fucking War Dogs or whatever and just move on.
Oh, he'd be so good. He'd be so good in the actual War Dogs, not the, like,
yeah,
not the full War Dogs that they're doing now with, like, everybody in it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. But, like, when it was just five dudes,
yeah,
like, he would have been great. It's just him and David Finlay don't see eye to eye.
No, and it doesn't really make sense story-wise for them to see eye to eye. So, yeah. I mean, they can always bury whatever beef.
Could.
Yeah. But
there's, if we really think about it, so we've put money down on Yuya. Uh-huh. We've put yen down on Callum Newman. Uh-huh. We've put yen down on Sonata and Evil to restart their tag team dominance. I mean, I think we spread our yen around pretty smartly, don't you think?
I think so. And then, you know, up a mid card, looking at like guys like the Grip and things like that. He's kind of a slight step behind some of those guys, but yeah. I
don't even think he's a slight step behind. I think he's gonna hit some highs real soon.
Oh, I hope so.
I mean, he's had what, one kind of like iffy main event since he's been back. The rest have all been pretty fucking good. Yeah.
Well, I mean, great. Shooter got to have a whole fucking ton of iffy main events. Like, you know what I mean? It still was pushed to the moon. So,
yeah, I think Grips, like, one iffy main event, like, was his most recent, though. So, like, that's still kind of...
Yeah.
You still got that taste.
Yeah, you know? Still in your mouth. Absolutely.
Sorry for whoever had to listen to that. My bad.
That ASMR. All right, then. Well, let's... either way, I think it's going to be super, super interesting to see where all the chips fall. Like, I just told you by message, like, Amy and I have last minute decided to go to Dominion. We were going to Japan anyway. We just hadn't realized that the day we landed was the day of Dominion. And we're like, go on, fuck around and find out.
Please, please explain your itinerary that day.
Okay, so we had to be a little bit crazy to go because we've already booked our itinerary because we're gone for like 2 weeks and we're doing a whole bunch of stuff and we need to be based in Tokyo for the first week because the shows we're going to and things like that. But we're like, Dominion is on in Osaka the day we land. We land in the morning and we're like, how could we fucking go but not like fuck up all our bookings and things like that? So this is the current plan. It's we have a direct flight out of Perth, which is like 9.5 hours, something like that. So we fly into Narita Airport, which is not that close to Tokyo. It's about an hour and a half by like the Skyline bus or whatever it's called. So we essentially land. We hope that there's been no delays and stuff. We get on that bus. We make our way to Tokyo Station. Then we go to Aracom, which isn't far from there. Give them our bags and essentially check in and be like, see you tomorrow. We're not actually going into our room. We go because like check-in's not till 3 and we'll be there like in the morning, like, you know, mid-morning. Then we go back to the station. We get on a Shinkansen bullet train and zoom to Osaka. And we, in theory, if everything has gone to plan, arrive about an hour before Dominion. So we'd go to Osaka Joe Hall, you know, check out the festivities, do all that, be a part of Dominion. And then we leave that and then we've got like a couple of hours, 2 to 3 hours, I think, before we're catching a bus back. Because by the time that is, we could run and catch a Shinkansen, but that's like crazy. Like I think the last one is essentially as the show would almost be finishing. So we are getting a night bus, which we've done before, and it's pretty awesome, where it's like instead of your normal, you know, two rows of two, it's a 3 rows of 1 with individual curtains and like bigger chairs and stuff like that. And it just goes overnight for like 10 hours or something like that from Osaka back to Tokyo. So we like climb into the bus, we sleep on the bus, and then it drops us back around the corner from our hotel at about, I don't know, 7 in the morning, something like that. Then we go check into our hotel, shower, shave, all those kind of things. Shave. I've never done that in my life. And then begin our fucking day.
That's time where you can cut that time there just a little bit.
Yeah, shave exactly. So that's why you don't do it. So, yeah, and then in that there's some places like the airport where you can hire to do a shower and things like that. But essentially we hit the ground running from the moment we land in order to go to Dominion and then come back and then begin our actual holiday. So just a quick detour to Osaka on the first day. So pretty crazy. But even now I don't even know what the fucking card will be for that show. You know what I mean? Like I just know I'll get to be in Osaka Joe Hall. So...
Yeah, Sakajou Hall for, you know, their second biggest show of the year. So yeah. I think, like, you don't really need to know what it's going to be.
But that means that'll be, like, my New Japan bingo card sort of ticked in a lot of ways because I've been to a few Wrestle Kingdoms now. I've been to Sakura Genesis. You know, ticking off Dominion would be very cool. And then the only other thing would be, like, I don't know, going to a G1 like every
oh yeah
you know
G1 so, in fucking Corrigan Hall
yeah exactly one. But that's like summer and this is already summer what we're going to and I think it's gonna be less than pleasant weather wise but one thing that we do know that will sort of be starting to come to a head by the time Dominion is the end of Best of the Super Juniors. Do you want to, as we're wrapping up here, quickly run through the field of Best of the Super Juniors and just kind of give our thoughts on what we think of the lineup?
Give a quick sweet or sour.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we do that, mm-hmm. we know that when the New Japan and like this doesn't usually happen. People don't usually grab stars from other promotions, but New Japan has in the past. The yen is down. It's on the slight rebound, but the one company in Japan that's like still kind of making more money than normal is New Japan.
Yeah.
Like they're still the top dog in Japan at the time. Absolutely. Is there anybody you'd like to see get grabbed from like Noah or All Japan maybe?
Like I still think Kiyomiya could fit in very, very well. Like they've already laid all the groundwork. So I think if I'm New Japan and I just get to cherry pick somebody from anywhere, Kiyomiya would be a very good choice. I also think that with all Despy shenanigans and stuff, you could drop Jun Kasai fucking into New Japan at any point and he would kill it. He doesn't have to do death matches to be an amazing wrestler. You know what I mean? He can do anything. So I could absolutely see him working in New Japan. Whether they'd ever sign him, I don't know. I just enjoy when they get to crossover like quite a lot. Yeah, I think that would be cool. Takeda and Kasai would be cool. And I'm going to see both guys wrestle when I am in Japan. I'm going to see fucking my boy Dr. Redacted wrestle Masashi Takeda for the ICW No Holds Barred American Deathmatch title in Japan. And that's fucking crazy.
American Deathmatch.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be pretty fun. How about yourself?
Pour one out for Deathmatch Worldwide, huh?
Yeah,
that, shut down recently.
Yeah, that's my homie Corey. He ran his own site, long term sponsor of Faces and Feels. Ran a deathmatch site for wrestlers where they could put shirts up and he would ship them and everything and break them off a piece of it and stuff like that. But his life has changed a lot. Him and his partner have been through a lot, and now he's got another job and he's kind of like with his printing stuff, he's doing a lot more like bulk orders. And it makes sense because he also runs South End Printing. If you need anything printed in America, go fucking talk to him. But you can imagine that dealing with bulk orders, like I need 50 shirts or whatever for this thing or for my business or whatever, will be a lot fucking easier than dealing with flaky wrestlers with individual payments for like 3 shirts they've sold online over the course of a month. And you know what I mean? Like he was always really trying to like push it and have wrestlers push it and do things and stuff like that. And he was just always working so hard, I think, for, though it was successful, like more work than is necessary to succeed in printing.
Putting more into it than he was getting out of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And so that's my take on it anyway. And so either way, I wish him all the fucking success in the world because he is an amazing person that absolutely killed it. And if you know his story, he was one of my early interviews on Faces and Feels. But this is a man that in his day job essentially broke his back, right? And then like the company just, I think it was GE, fuck them, like laid him off with like no pay and shit like that. And he had to he had to litigate against them and got a payout and shit because they fucked him over so bad. And he went, what am I going to do with this? I'm going to start the fucking t-shirt business that I've always wanted to do. And he just went and did his dream. Like, and
that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it is. And so, and bought all the printing equipment and shit and ran it out of his basement and did all that. And so though he has closed that down now, he chased his dream and did it for a time. And then, you know, that dream has evolved and changed and done what it is. So I just, yeah, I can't speak enough of him. And it is sad to see the end of it, but also very happy to see, you know, what's next for him.
Right on. Well, yeah, like I said, pour one out, Deathmatch Worldwide. Let's get into the Best of the Super Juniors. You've got the lineup there?
Yeah, I do indeed. So let's first,
give a quick sweet or sour on this.
Absolutely. I'm gonna throw about it. You're gonna give me sweet or sour. So obviously first entrance is El Desperado.
Very, very sweet. One of the sweetest, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, exactly. And current champion. Second, Master Wato. What?
I'm sweet still. Not as sweet as I was like
when he won it in 2023.
Yeah. I was really hoping for some big Wato noise to be made. Mm-hmm. He is just coming back, you know, recently from an issue So let's have some luck for Watto. Let's go, buddy. Come on. Let's see some Wattomania running wild.
Yeah. So sweet, you're going to say.
I'm going to say sweet.
All right. Hiromu Takahashi.
Doesn't need it. I guess I know why he's in the company, but he doesn't need it right now. So
yeah. Well, I mean, he was like, it says like 2018, 2020, 2021, and 2022 winner. So, you know, you don't need to see him win it again, I think. But he'll put on good matches in the tournament. So next up, Kushida. I guess he is still working for the company.
Yeah, part-time. Going to say sour on that one, buddy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, doesn't need it.
Okay. Taguchi.
Taguchi's always good fun. He always comes up with something to do in these shows, so that you're engrossed in his matches. Even if you're not really feeling it, you still get something out of it. So I'm going to say sweet on Taguchi.
Okay. Yo.
Yo, fucking what is up with Yo? Like every time I think like I like where this is going, and then it's like, whoa, something weird happened or he gets injured. Mm-hmm. So I'm scared to root for him, but I kind of like Yo. I kind of feel Yo. I'm going to say sweet.
Okay. Kevin Knight thought he was gone, but here he is in the tournament.
He is officially gone. He is an AEW star now.
I think he's doing the Jewel thing, right? Like, I think he's still both.
He's an AEW guy, and they're going to run him. I mean, they've been giving him some big spots in AEW so far.
Have they? I don't know. I haven't been checking that.
I love Kevin Knight. I think Kevin Knight fucking rules, man. So I'm going to say sweet on Kevin Knight. The more I can see Kevin Knight without having to give money to Tony Khan, the better.
Okay. Next up, Ninja Mac. And interesting enough about Ninja Mac, the logo behind him is not Noah. It's New Japan.
Oh, let's go. Okay. Okay. I like that a lot. I think Ninja Mac and the DKC, I'm kind of wondering what they were teasing last time we saw them.
Yeah.
With that, like, the master, you know, who is the master? Is the master coming? You know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to know more about that. I like that. I was kind of hoping it was Speedball Mike Bailey, mm-hmm. but turns out it wasn't him. He's an AEW guy now. So yeah. We'll see. We'll see what they got planned.
Absolutely. Japanese Young Punk Jose Fujita.
Yeah, I've heard of him. I guess he's okay.
So sweet?
No, very, very, very sweet.
Okay. His tag team partner is Robbie Eagles. He is also in the tournament.
Bum. Absolute bum.
Absolute sweet.
No, he's one of the best in the world, dude. Yeah. He's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going with Robbie. Sweet.
Chances of a Robbie Eagles win finally. Over under. Get that BOSJ fucking victory he so richly deserves.
3, 2, 1. I gotta say it. Yep, it's time. It's time.
Yeah, you're calling
for
it.
I'm gonna say now is the time for them to lean on those dudes who have put everything in for the company. Goto, you know, has put everything in for that company. He's leaning in for it. They are leaning a little bit more on Sonata, a little bit more on Tai Chi, a little, you know, like all these guys. Robbie's turn, yeah, man.
I love it. Let's do it. Taiji Ishimori.
Taiji Ishimori got a little bit of fire back now that he's a war dog. I'm going to say sweet.
Okay. Bushi. I'm surprised to see him in here. I guess not gone just yet. He's just not been renewed.
Gone just yet.
Or has he been pulled? No, he's probably going to see it through.
Yeah.
Lose every match.
No, I'm all right.
Yeah. So no different really. Yep. Okay, so we'll call that sour. Francesco Akira.
You know, Akira is one of those people who's like one of the only people left in United Empire right now. Uh-huh. One of those people who could really like jump up into the mix, and I'm here for it. Yeah. So let's go. Let's say sweet on Francesco Akira.
Okay, Clark Connors.
Oh, big sweets for Clark Connors, buddy.
Give him one of these.
Give him a couple of these.
Yeah, the fucking Wild Rhino. Show.
every year I say, if show does the thing that I want to see, then I'd be super sweet on it. Every year I know that show is not going to do the thing that I want to see.
No.
So I'm going to say sour.
Okay. Kanemaru. Heel master.
Yoshinobu Kanemaru. I love Uncle Nobu. I think Yoshinobu Kanemaru fucking rules as a heel. He hasn't really had to change his shtick since going to House of Torture. So I enjoyed what he was doing. I think he's very fucking good at it. I think a lot of people who want to play heels in this company or any company could watch Yoshinobu Kanemaru and take fucking notes.
Certainly.
So I'm going to say sweet.
All right. Dragon Gate's representative is Dragon Dyer.
Didn't really do much for me last year. I mean, he had a skateboard.
He did.
That's cool. I like skateboards. I'm a child of the late 80s, early 90s. I like skateboards.
Cowabunga. Yeah, absolutely.
Cowabunga, Surfing USA. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
He's in
there. Okay. I am not actively sour.
Okay. We'll just call that savory then.
Savory.
Savory. Yeah. All right. Next up, it says CMLL will be sending a representative for them roster. Now, is that representative that new United Empire luchador? I've seen a picture once, and I have not had a chance to turn on, but there's like a new green and gold luchador that's like posing with United Empire. Is he the CMLL guy?
I'd like for it to be someone like high up in the thing. I don't know.
We'll call it a mystery.
Mystery vortex. Now, every time they send someone, it's always fun.
Yeah.
You know,
it could be Teton, but they would just say it was Teton, I think.
They would just say it was Teton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time they send people, like, it's always like, ah, cool. I like that. You know, because like when you put these guys in to a tournament like this, it's always spectacular.
Yeah.
So,
cool.
I'm sure whoever it is will be fucking awesome.
All right. DDT's representative, Mao. I'm very high on Mao. I think this is a great addition.
I like Mao.
Yeah.
I like Mao.
Everybody likes
Mao. So let's very sweet on Mao.
Mao is the coolest motherfucker in the world. So.
Mao almost made us want to start a DDT podcast instead.
Exactly. We're still threatening that. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mao is a great entry to this.
Put the fucking IWGP Heavyweight Championship on Tai Chi, or we will become a DDT podcast.
Yeah, exactly. And then last debut entry from All Elite Wrestling, Nick Wayne.
Yeah, the current ROH television title champion.
Uh-huh.
So the AEW assets that they've gotten for this tournament have been hit or miss. Mm-hmm. I don't think that... what's his name with the beardy guy with John Moxley?
Beardy guy. Oh yeah, Shooter. Not Shooter. Yeah,
Shooter.
What's his fucking
name? Uter.
Uter. Uter. Not Shooter. Easy it's mistake Uter. To make.
Yeah.
Also, you never see him, so it's fine. Yeah. Wheeler Uter.
Wheeler Uter. When he showed up. It was a wet fart, man. I was pretty excited for it. I'd seen him on the indies and stuff like that, and I thought maybe something might happen. But woof, swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Nick Wayne, I've heard nothing but good stuff about.
I think we'll see more from Nick Wayne for sure. And he's like a young guy. He'll be really hungry. I think it's great experience for him. I think it's actually really cool that he's in this tournament.
Here's what's going to happen. Robbie's going to beat him too. And still never get his fucking ROH match.
Yeah. Hell yeah. He could just start lighting up fucking the heads of
ROH champions never past. Gets to fight again.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I think I don't even know. When's Best of the Super Junior start? Surely very soon.
Very, very soon.
The finals are June 1st. And so I imagine that then whoever it is. Oh, okay, so it kicks off May 10th. All right, so
yeah.
we're not far off now.
Currently.
Yeah, exactly. So not far away. And I would say that after the finals are done, I would say whoever the winner is would probably challenge the champion at Dominion. So I think there's a good chance that I would see El Desperado versus one of these gentlemen at Dominion. Robbie would be sick. Robbie versus Despy, and Robbie fucking getting the title back while I'm Robbie live in the Despy house at Osaka Joe Hall would be
after party.
Robbie, you know, we're fucking hitting darts again, brother. If that happens, like, it is going down. Absolutely. If not Robbie, if I could book anybody to my personal taste, I would love to see a rematch between Clark Connors and El Desperado.
That would be good on a huge stage.
Yeah, huge stage. I think realistically, other potential winners would be Akira, Boner. Yeah, I could see Fujita. Absolutely, I could see Fujita getting fucking elevated.
Oh, what if the finals came down to Fujita versus Robbie?
Oh, that'd be a heartbreaking turn of events. The loaded guns I'm concerned about potentially winning. I was going to say Wato, but Wato versus Despy, they have a lot of history, and Wato went out just when he was like, kind of got injured just when he was at his peak. So I wouldn't hate Wato. I kind of don't really want to see Hiromu again. Don't really care about Kushida. Don't really care about Yo. They would be the other loaded guns that I would be kind of more concerned about. But Eagles, Vegeta, Connors would be my personal favorite picks, I think.
Gosh, are there any like dark horses that you think could be like someone you could be like, okay, well, I think it's going to be this guy, but keep an eye on.
Yeah. I mean, if I could book it myself, I'd make it Mao, and I know that fucking, you know, Despy loves dealing with those DDT crew. So like, that would be.
Yeah, I've definitely got my eye on that.
You could see at the very least maybe Mao getting an upset win against Despy and them having like a title match along the road to Dominion or something.
Title match in DDT?
Yeah, exactly. You could see that happening for sure.
That'd be sick.
Dark horse kind of things. I think Akira could definitely be in the mix. Katamaru, they all work. We don't know who the CMLL guy is. You could definitely Nick Wayne, AEW, he's gonna go so deep, you would think, you know.
How much does Jun Kasai weigh?
I don't know. I've never picked him up.
I was just thinking maybe it's like a G1 worth that. Maybe I was gonna say.
I mean, actually, like, if Despy's a junior, then fucking Kasai.
Maybe it's gonna be like G1 where Despy wins and picks his opponent, and it's Jun Kasai.
Well, yeah. He's 88 kilos.
Oh, that's a lot. It's
194 pounds. Yeah.
So it's still under though.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, yeah, that would be hot. Yeah, that would be the other way I would root. If it can't be Robbie's, I'll root for Despy to win and pick his opponent and just bring in somebody and do a death match at Dominion.
Hell yeah.
that would be fucking hot.
Or maybe we can do another Despy big week where he like has a Dominion match and then he goes to DDT and has a match with Mao and then he like does a Despy's big brunch or whatever.
He gets to call his own title match at Dominion. He brings in Dino and he's just like in Osaka Joe Hall fucking kissing dudes.
With his ass out.
You can absolutely see him wanting to do that as well. So yeah, fucking who knows. Yeah.
Oh, he's a maniac. That bombshell, I think that's how we end the episode.
That's actually what I want to happen. So that'd be good. If it can't be Robbie Eagles, I want Dino in a defense at Dominion.
And as we always say, it's not what we think is going to happen. It's what we want to see happen.
That is what we want to see happen. All right, let's wrap it all up. Tell everybody where to find us and let's get the F out of here.
Well, you can find us on the various internets at Ichiban Suite. You can find our Patreon for the Countout Podcasting Network at patreon.com/countoutpod. We are proud members of the Countout Podcasting Network of wrestling podcasts. If you like wrestling, Countout Podcasting Network has something for you. And you can find our other shows, our sister shows, the Faces Feels Cast, which is Rafe's other show where he gets to know different wrestlers from a different side of things. It's not an interview. It's a sit down, discussion about who they are behind the curtain. And this week you had on the Bakugaijin.
Yes. Is that live? Great. Yes, I had on Ryan fucking putting out my shit. I listened to it
at work this
week. Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. But I did have Bakugaijin, who are the Big Japan Tag Team Champions. And that is Madman Pondo and Dale Patricks. Had a quick impromptu conversation with them live from a family mart. So you'll hear the dinging of registers and doors going off in some of the most average audio quality you're ever going to hear, much to Ryan's dismay. But hey, these guys are very busy dudes. They gave up their time to call into the show and just have a quick chat and talk about everything that's been going on with Big Japan, with them also bringing in Akira and him becoming the Big Japan Deathmatch champion, and them coming to Australia for the Deathmatch Down Under Dream Tag Team Deathmatch Tournament, which your boy will be in the house at. So, yeah, we just had a quick impromptu chat about that. So I'm glad that you told me that is up, because I've been asleep and busy and I have not shared any of the social media to do with that episode. So I will need to do that as soon as we get off the line.
Excellent. Well, you can find my other show, the Throw and Dice Podcast, where I talk all about tabletop wargaming, tabletop role-playing, and all of the hobby within that, miniature painting and things like that. I've been running a lot of tournaments lately. We've been running MCP tournaments. We've been running Blood Bowl tournaments. I actually won a Blood Bowl tournament lately.
Big surprise. You're always out here winning the fucking...
I don't win shit, man. That was great. I had to write the rules to do it, but I had to.
Sounding a little bit rigged.
A little bit. But you know what? Come at me, bro. I don't give a shit. Yeah. Anyway, you can hear all about that in other places. Other than that, you can find me on social media at LDestructo83. You can find Rafe on the social media at Faces Feels Cast. We would love to hear from you if you have questions, comments, suggestions. Maybe someday we'll just do like a call-in show where people can give us hot takes about their like New Japan feelings and things like that, and we can respond to that. I think that'd be a lot of fun. But you got to get in touch with us on social media so that you can do that, and we would love to hear from you. But you know, right now, I think the best thing that you can do to support the show is give us a 5-star rating on your social media of choice, or your podcatcher choice. Sorry, share on your social media and the Count Out Podcast Patreon.
Yeah, no worries. That is everything. And everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you're still hanging in there with us, sorry we haven't been super frequent, but we are podcasters who speak to somebody on the other side of the world. My night is his day, and his day is my night. And we are grown-ass men with very busy lives. And so it ain't easy, but we're hanging in there. We're just going to keep on hanging out when we have the time. So that's what it'll be. And we'll address scheduling issues as we get more into it. But we're just going to keep on kicking on and do what we can. That's about right, eh, Curtis?
Yeah, we still love you, even if we're not there all the time.
Yeah, exactly. We just got to do what we can. So bear with us. And it's a free show. I don't know what to tell you.
Unless you pay for it. In that case, exactly. Thank you.
And then start transferring me money directly, and then I'll become more regular. But until then, it's just got to be what it is. All right. So I'm going to do that sign-off thing. It's rate and subscribe. It's listen or die. Spirit of Fight. Style of Strong. Sweet Cast.
Ichiban.
I just realized we ran way over an hour there. Sorry, dude.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Hello, my name is Jessica, and I'm the host of Jumping Knee Pod, a modern-day All Japan podcast. Join me and a guest each month as we cover all that went down in the ring, outside of the ring and everywhere else. Big title matches, tournaments, character arcs, storytelling, feuds, and more. It's all covered on Jumping Knee Pod. Look out for a bonus episode every once in a while, covering a variety of All Japan topics. So make sure you tune into Jumping Knee Pod. It's a new All Japan podcast for a new All Japan era.